Blog Talk Radio.
Within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, and it says, Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come
wonder the kind of clothes that he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Fellow man, would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray, to simply tell the Father thank you? And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. What will Jesus do? Listen. 'Cause you're the only Jesus some will ever see. And you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. What will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. You want to know what he looks like. He looks like you.
Be to God. Father in heaven, thank you for this new day. thank you for the opportunity to begin again. We choose to press forward and keep believing for the dreams and desires you placed in our hearts. We trust you today, Lord, with everything that we are. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Father God, I want to thank you for your grace and mercy and your abundance of promises fulfilled. I ask for you to take my hand and lead me in the ways you best see fit, and fill my heart with the kindness you bestowed upon me. As you are impartial, please help me to treat all as equal, whether faced with fortune or adversity. Please allow all that I do while on this earth bring nothing but praise and glory to your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Jehovah Ori, you are the light of my life. You are the shining star, brightening my path. I praise you for helping each of us to navigate through the darkness of this life. You are the pure light. You are holy. You are strong. I lift up your name in admiration and praise, giving you the worth you are due. I sing to you in honor and great gratitude for your greatness. May your name be exalted among the nations. May your praise be lifted up throughout the land. Draw people to you so that they may know and experience you as the light of their life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
All to the glory of God. All to the glory of God. In all that we do, no matter where we are, all to the glory of God. Everything belongs to Him. In the fullness of His blessing, nothing is possible without God. We come to know His mercy, humbling ourselves to His mountain. We pray His holy. And all the gold, for as far as the eye can see, He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. His love knows no bounds. His goodness always true, and He's coming in the clouds to restore our souls brand new. Oh, 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 oh.
Amen. Praise be to God. It is now time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, The Spirit of Truth. Praise be to God. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from John chapter 16, verse 13. And it says, Spirit of Truth will guide you into all the truth. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. The writer says, do you have anyone in your life who tells you without qualifications or disclaimer, I believe in you, your talents, future, and the plans God has for you? This is the message the Holy Spirit speaks to you. He indwells you and leads you in the truth so that all the potential and promise the Lord built in you can come to full fruition. The Holy Spirit is completely committed to building you up to be all God created you to be. The biblical term for this is edification. He strengthens, matures, and readies you for service. He continually affirms, your life matters to me. Likewise, he leads you in all truth because he wants to empower you to success. He will often reveal to you why certain things are happening, how they fit into the broader purposes of God, and the understanding you need so you can be free. Therefore, when you are faced with puzzling situations or difficult problems, ask the Lord what to do and what he is teaching you through it. Then give the Holy Spirit room to instruct you. He will not only guide you wisely, but will encourage you about the great things he desires to accomplish through you. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Amen. Praise be to God. Spirit of Truth, guide me. Lead me to become all you created me to be. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Again, we are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. At this time, I will play another selection, and I pray to God that you are enjoying our inspirational music. Amen.
Everybody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say, come on, if you know he's awesome, say it. Come on and lift your voice. Of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Your voice is safe.
Praise his holy name.
Somebody
Jehovah Ori, how many hours have I spent trying to figure out my own way? How many times I have tried to Google my solutions or call a friend rather than turn to you in humble surrender and acknowledge that you alone are the light, that you alone know the way. Forgive me for wasted emotions, energy, and time. Forgive me for being so consumed with my own darkness that I forget you are there as my light and my salvation. You are Jehovah Ori, and you know the path I should take. Show me your grace and your goodness. Light my way. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. Say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth, but all the kings of God. You are the
living
word.
Gentile Redeemer, God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you.
This is what we'd like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
You
were born in a manger,
but on a tree you died to save man.
The Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you.
Born in a manger,
but on a tree
Jehovah Ori, you are worthy of all my thanksgivings. Thank you for your patience as you show me the path I should take and lead me to your word, which reveals your will in my life. When I'm consumed by my own troubles, you find a way to communicate with me and remind me of who you are. You remind me that you are Jehovah Ori and that you want to light my way. You bring me the light of salvation if only I turn to you with a heart of trust. Receive my gratitude for your greatness. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. In the meantime, I will play another selection.
I You said you'd be here in 20 minutes. You here already?
Jehovah or I, sometimes the decisions I need to make overwhelms me. I want to make the right decision, but I cannot foresee all of the consequences of my choices, both good and bad. I don't have enough wisdom to know which job I should take, which house I should buy, which relationship I should nurture. Whatever the decision is, Jehovah or I, will you shine a light on the path I'm to take and show me which way I should go? In Jesus' name, Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play a few more inspirational music, and then I will get into the word. Amen.
Throughout my life, there have been many trials and tribulations. But there one thing I come to know, without a doubt, is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always.
When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair.
Fall down on your knees, they help to save your feet.
Cast your cares on him, he'll supply all your needs.
Friends and family, they can walk away.
But when you call on God, he'll come and save the day.
He loves and cares for you, and he will see you through.
You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, he will say.
And he'll show the way.
Through all of your trials, you must trust and believe.
I'm a witness that through faith and prayer, you shall receive.
Through your faith, your eyes will be open.
Through the hope he is in the Father,
he saved us for his own purpose.
And full of grace and grace. My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. From dust to dust, fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean from my mind at ease. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise be to God. And after this selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. I can't turn around.
Yo, Rob, what's up, dog? Yo, man, I heard, man, they were telling me that you ain't rolling with us. What's up with that? Listen, man, I'm over here, man. I got a C, man. Let's do this. Let's do this, bro. What up? Rob? Rob, are you there?
God, I can't turn back now. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter 9. That's the book of Luke, chapter 9, and we're going to read verses 22 through 27 and verse 51. Amen? That's Luke chapter 9, verses 22 through 27 and verse 51. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, this is Jesus speaking, the Son of Man must suffer many terrible things, he said. He will be rejected by the elders, the leading priests, and the teachers of religious laws. Religious law. He will be killed, but on the third day, he will be raised from the dead. Then he said to the crowd, if any of you want to be my followers, you must turn from your selfish ways, take up your cross daily, and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world, but are yourself lost or destroyed? If anyone is ashamed of me and my message, the Son of Man will be ashamed of that person when he returns in his glory and in the glory of the Father and of the Holy Spirit, holy angels. I tell you the truth. Some standing right here right now will not die before they see the kingdom of God. Now let's go to verse 51. And it says, as the time drew near for him to ascend to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. Resolutely set out for Jerusalem. Amen. So you see, in these scriptures, this, you know, this was the turning point in Jesus' instructions to his disciples. From then on, he began teaching clearly and specifically what they could expect, so that they would not be surprised when it happened. He explained that he would not now be the conquering Messiah because he first had to suffer, die, and rise again. But one day, he would return in great glory to set up his eternal kingdom. To take up the cross meant to carry one's own cross to the place of crucifixion. Many Galileans had been killed that way by the Romans, and Jesus would face it as well. With this word picture, Christ presented a clear and challenging description of the Christian life. Being his disciples means putting aside self-desires, shouldering one's cross every day, and following him. It is simple and yet so demanding. For the original 12, this meant literal suffering and death. For believers today, It means understanding that we belong to him and that we live to serve his purpose. Consider this. Do you think of your relationship with God primarily in terms of what's in it for you, which is considerable, or in terms of what you can do for him? Are you willing to deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow him? Anything less is not discipleship. It is merely superficial lip service. Amen? Praise God. So each year, thousands of pilgrims make their way to Israel and the holy city of Jerusalem. For many, it is the fulfillment of a lifetime to say, I walked today where Jesus walked. A journey to Jerusalem can be a rewarding travel experience. Today we begin a spiritual journey to Jerusalem. Walking with Jesus through those crucial hours surrounding his crucifixion and resurrection. Carefully observe the individuals on the journey. We will see ourselves in chapter 9 through 20 of his gospel. Luke mentions Jesus' movement toward Jerusalem several times in 9 and 51, 13 and 22, 17 and 11, chapter 18 and 31, chapter 19 and 28. Luke uses this repetition to signal a decisive turn in Jesus' ministry. Jesus' journey to Jerusalem is what gives meaning to the Easter holiday. Amen. And my text for this message is coming from Luke chapter 9, verse 51 in the NIV. And it says, as the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. Reluctantly set out for Jerusalem. Amen. And my title for this message is Going to Jerusalem. Let us pray. Our Father, we praise you for the gift of life. Your creative power brought us into being and daily sustains us. We thank you for Jesus, who paid the wages of sin and whose resurrection makes possible our victory over death. May you find us walking in his steps, obedient to his will, and willing even to die if that sacrifice should be needed. Accept our gifts as an expression of our love for the gift of Christ, our Savior and Lord. In his name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And tonight my message is divided into three paragraphs. Amen. So we're going to talk about number one, an act of courage. An act of courage. Jerusalem, the hot spot, Jerusalem was the center of Jewish life and religion. As such, it was the center of growing animosity to this erratic Nazarene. Jesus' decision to set out for Jerusalem was a deliberate choice to enter the storm. Jesus demonstrated true courage on an earlier occasion when Jesus announced his intention to go to Bethany to the home of Lazarus. The disciples warned him in John 11:8-9, where it says, "Rabbi, the Jews were but now seeking to stone you, and are you going there again?" Jesus replied, "If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble." He knew what he was facing. Jesus' journey to Jerusalem was not the irresponsible action of a blind fanatic. He knew the risks, but met them with courage. Christians, commitment does not shrink from involvement in the hot spot. Amen? Our example, Jesus is the continuing example and inspiration for us to face life and its difficulties with courage. So let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorching its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:1-2 in the NIV. Praise be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Second is commitment to God's will. Doing the Father's will. The journey to Jerusalem was part of Jesus' desire to do the Father's will. At age 12, he expressed this desire in Luke 2:49 and said, "Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" He said to his parents when they finally found him. His prayer in the garden summarized his entire life. In Luke 22:42, says, "Not my will, but thine be done." Dwight L. Moody once heard a preacher declare the world and yet to see what God could do with a person completely dedicated to his will. Moody determined to be such a person, and the world has felt the impact. What could be done through us if we had a similar commitment to do God's will? Think about that. Amen. A willing offering. Some view the will of God as a decision forced on us. But God did not coerce Jesus to die on the cross. The content of his message and the nature of his person made it inevitable. Sin and holiness conflict. Holy people have a hard time in this world. Jesus knew this, but still remained willing to give himself. He said in John 10:17-18, I laid down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. Christ became our sin offering. He voluntarily offered himself for our sins to free us from sin and death. The writer of Hebrews explained in Hebrews 10:9-10 in the NIV, Christ said, here I am. I have come to do your will. And by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Praise be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And third, lost life to find life. Lose life to find life. So take up the cross. Christ's offering brought life. To possess that life, we must offer our lives. In a few weeks, we will celebrate the event that cultivated Christ's journey to Jerusalem. Do not forget that the crucifixion preceded the resurrection. The discovery of life comes in the loss of life. We must do God's will and give our lives. Jesus said in Matthew 16:24, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. There can be no life without that courageous decision. Lent, a journey to Jerusalem. We are now in the midst of Lent, the 40 days preceding Easter. These are days of spiritual preparation, renewal, and dedication. Lent corresponds to Christ's journey to Jerusalem. On his way to Jerusalem, Christ tried to lead the disciples into God's will and enable them to give themselves. The master teacher taught crucial lessons about values and motives. Praise be to God. So it is an unspeakable comfort that our Lord Jesus is God's anointed. This signifies that he was both anointed to be the Messiah and qualified for it. Jesus discourses concerning his own suffering and death. And so far must his disciples be from thinking how to prevent his suffering, that they must prepare for their own. We often meet with crosses in the way of duty, and though we must not pull them upon our own heads, yet when they are laid for us, we must take them up and carry them after Christ. It is well or ill with us, according as it is well or ill with our souls. The body cannot be happy if the soul be miserable in the other world. But the soul may be happy though the body is greatly afflicted and oppressed in this world. We must never be ashamed of Christ and his gospels. Praise be to God. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say, will you join me on a journey to know God's will and to do it? Will you make the commitment to follow him wherever he leads, even into the hardest spot? Set your face towards Jerusalem, remembering the words of him who has gone before you. Matthew 16:25 says, whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Praise be to God. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it was to me. To God be the glory. The journey going to Jerusalem. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do is to ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church to further your walk. Amen? Praise God. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24:25, where it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And at this time, I'd like to play another selection.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. This is simple. We're going to have church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about His goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know God?
Somebody gotta cry out.
I'm moving upward and I what you're going through, he's taking you.
Thank you for tuning in, and if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.